Well, the next stage is to put lift shaft in, and we've got the footings down there for the steel frame construction to go in, which will be later this year. And following from that, there'll be the cladding on the outside. The cladding goes on very quickly.
It arrives on the back of a truck, doesn't it? It's just bolted to the outside.
Yeah, it's fantastic how they do it. So it's all constructed off-site, and then they just bring it in, and the cranes load it on and bolt it on. By Christmas time, we'd probably see the main structure of this in place.
A lot of development then up this end of the town. What's the economic benefit of having the Multiversity built here?
Well, it brings 3,000 students into town centre, including the office workers and the 3,000 staff in the DWP building across the road. That sort of supports the local economy. You've got the streets down Topping Street, the town centre, local bars in the evening where people maybe have a party, go out in the evening after work and stuff like that. So you're actually bringing tens of thousands of people into the town centre.
One of the biggest criticisms over the last few weeks, particularly on social media, always about car parking. Where are people going to park? You've got these massive buildings in town now. You're bringing people in, but where are people going to park?
Well, we're looking at the car parking strategy to build in sort of a new multi-storey car park across the road. So it's the long-term plan to sort of regenerate the area, bring more car parking, and also longer-term ambition, and myself personally, is to bring more office space into the town centre, support the local economy, support good jobs for the residents of Blackpool.
Is it hoped that the majority of students at the Multiversity will probably arrive by public transport?
I would presume so. A lot of people would come by public transport. I mean, being in the town centre, all roads lead to the town centre, so public transport is a good way to get around the town. So you can actually just sort of get the bus into the town centre, which is the heart of the town centre.
Now, talking about the roads, we are limited by the number of roads that we have. Some people say you should create more roads before you create more buildings and put more people in them. What are you doing with the town centre traffic flow to help accommodate?
Well, this town was never built for the volume of cars we've got. As we know, when it was first built, we had a small number of cars, but not many households have 2 or 3 cars, and it does cause an issue with traffic around the town. We've got Town Centre Action Scheme funding from the government, so actually, as you see outside here, we are changing the layout of the road to make the access through the town better. Instead of trying to push people into sort of out-of-town ring roads, we want to try and help people navigate through the town centre easier than it has been before.
Now, you've already made a start on that with new junctions just outside the window here at Deansgate. The junction of Talbot Road and Cookson Street, another one of those awful cobbled roundabouts, which is set to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be sort of new traffic light junctions there, so that sort of helps the flow of traffic. Once you've got free flow, sometimes you get pinch points at certain times of the day, but when you've got sort of controlled traffic flow, which links the whole network across the town, because the whole of the traffic signals are linked together, so it helps the flow of traffic through the town.
So, looking back out of the window again now, I mean, what's the timescale on this now, Mark? Here we are in July 2026.
Well, the ambition is to be finished and open ready for students in September 28. So as you can see, once they get the foundations in place, you've got the footings down there, we've got done the piling, we've got the plates there for the new sort of steel structure to go in place. As soon as that goes in place and these cladding's on the outside and it's watertight, then it's the M&E inside. Goes in quite, probably takes the longest part of the time to install the internal fittings and that, you know. So, but we're looking on target now for September 28 opening.